having Wes back out there today.
Yeah, it was good to have Wes back. It was, guys were excited when he walked into the offensive meeting this morning, and we weren't sure at the first team meeting whether he was going to be cleared and be able to practice today, but he walked in for the offensive meeting, and you know, guys were excited. I know he's been excited to getting back out here, and you know, maybe it's a bonus of, you know, being on mountain time. He got here in time to get to meetings and get to practice. So I don't know what happened to the other guys, and I think that's a real benefit. If he wouldn't have practiced today, you know, it's not the same. So it'd be good to get him out there and see how he looks and feels, and certainly it'd be great to have him out there on Sunday if that's the plan.
How much did he look like himself in practice? Did he look like he was in football shape?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a little too specific of a question, I guess. So, you know, I mean, you know, obviously being out a couple of weeks, it's not easy. So, you know, if practice wasn't important, then, you know, why would anybody have to do it? So I do think it's important. So I think this would be a good gauge for, you know, for him to see how he feels and for us to see how he looks as well.
This is a new season. How much are you going to be looking at that tape for the Super Bowl?
Well, we watched it in the off season. It certainly is part of the film study that you study. You know, I think you watch in the games that they've played this year. They have some new players, and you're always looking to see, you know, what kind of changes they have with the players that they have. But, you know, you certainly study all the times you played against them because you see some of the same things, but you also, it is a new season, and we have some new players as well. We're doing some different things, and so, you know, it's a combination of both.
Julius said that you guys had to guard against approaching this as simply a revenge game. How do you approach the Seahawks based on what we saw?
It's a big game. It's a really good team on the road. It's a tough place to play. You know, I mean, everybody can have different motivations and emotions getting ready for a game. It's whatever you got to do to get ready to play solid football and try to find a way to win. Try to find a way to win a game. Like I said, there's a reason they play. There's a reason they play well at home. They feed off the crowd. The crowd noise is a factor. You have to be on the same page mentally. Communicate well. You can't have 10 guys doing one thing, one guy doing the other, and that's what you see happens at times. And so it's important for us to have a good week of preparation and practice where we are on the same page, and hopefully we can transfer that to the playing field on Sunday.
Will you stay away from Richard Sherman, or did you learn anything from that San Diego game?
I can't really speak to the, you know, San Diego game plan or the Green Bay game plan, and I can't speak to our game plan. So he's an excellent player. I think their whole secondary is very active. They play their defense well. They communicate well. You know, they're on the same page. You know, you see them communicating and talking to each other. And I think that's one of their strengths. And so we'll have our game plan, and it's, you know, hopefully we'll go out there and execute it.
Dean, what is having Wes
It's nice to have a veteran, you know, starter back. Wes has played in a lot of big games, you know, on the road, and he's seen just about every defense you could possibly see. So I think Wes, his presence, you know, helps our entire football team. He helps the other receivers, you know, Demarius and Emmanuel are still, you know, young receivers in my opinion, and Wes can help those guys both during the week and out there on the field, Julius as well. So you know, there's more than just his, you know, catching a pass or route running that Wes Welker provides. And so it'll be nice to have him back, and he can bring, you know, some of his strengths back with him.
Does it also kind of help that he goes back to his position, other people can perhaps go back to the position?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I mean, like I said, you're always looking to move guys around and put guys in different places. So, you know, I can't speak too much to the game plan. And, you know, certainly we weren't sure he was going to be here, and so, you know, we're still, that's why you kind of, you know, figure out the game plan throughout the week, you know, who's healthy, who's practicing well, who looks good. So, you know, I think one thing that we had to adjust was when he wasn't here, guys had to move around, and, you know, one thing that can do for you is it gives some guys some experience in different positions, and maybe you find some things, hey, that looked pretty good, maybe that's something we need to, you know, keep in the offense, and even with Wes back. And so, you know, we've kind of, you're always kind of studying yourself, what looks good, what doesn't look good. I think we're still learning that about our offense. It's just two games, and so we're still figuring out kind of what what our strengths are, you know, what things we need to improve on, what things we need to eliminate, and that's kind of part of what you do. If you can do that and still win games, that's always the nice combination.
Peyton, was there in the Super Bowl first half, was there a pass rush? What gave you the most difficulty? What struggled, and do you think you're better at the way things are now as far as?
Yeah, I think it's really hard to compare, Mike. It's just been two games for us. We're still learning about us, about all positions, you know, about what we do well and kind of who's, you know, who can do this well, who doesn't do this well. So it's hard to compare off of last year. And, you know, like I said, I can't really give you a specific answer on last year's game. I guess you probably got to check some of the notes that of the, you know, 100 interviews I've had to do about it all offseason. So.